cliffcentral.com.
When does the podcast start?
Just now. What's happening,
guys? It's okay, Friday morning. This is the Just Now Comedy Podcast.
Yeah, Friday the 17th.
We do try our best to make it entertaining.
We try.
But I think one of the biggest things was education.
Yeah.
We kind of figured out that education was the biggest thing missing in comedy. It was people coming to us and saying, I can never see comedy. When's Trevor Noah coming? Coming back.
We don't even know. he often
sends like a little comedy newsletter. Hey guys, this is what I've been doing. How are you? Big ups to Eric.
Never. Like there's never a big ups.
A friend of mine's got a picture of her and Taylor Swift at a concert.
Wow.
So like close up, her and Taylor Swift. So the first thing I said on Insta was, did she say anything about me?
Taylor Swift does not know you personally. She may have asked, who's Dave? And then that was...
How are you, Eric?
I'm well, thanks.
What's you been doing?
What have I been doing? Nothing. I've been relaxing. It was my birthday on Wednesday. So
happy birthday, man. Thanks for phoning a week before. If it's my birthday, I'll tell people.
Most welcome. Yeah, no, I didn't.
You do a quiet
one. Like, yeah, I'm chilling.
Well, there we go. The happy birthday to
thanks.
You. There you go, man.
That song sounded...
You know?
That song sounded like happy birthday.
But this is your chilled birthday you never told anyone about.
I'm 22 years of age, yeah. Yeah. No,
you're only 22.
Yeah, I'm only 22. My thing is,
but why are you so full of shit at 22?
Because people this is my problem. Yes. No, look, I'm gonna tell you right now what the problem is. Right,
so problem is the guys before us that with the recording went 5 minutes into
exactly.
our podcast.
The problem is people are taking advantage of us. They're doing what they want. They don't care about our time. They think that they're on the bill. They're getting money.
Are you a millennial?
I'm a millennial. No, I'm not.
But your tech savvy is not as hot as most millennials.
You lost me. Your entire last sentence.
No, your tech savvy.
Is not as
on fleek.
No, explain before we.
How's your? Do you? I saw you did a little video on Insta, so Insta whatever that's Insta story.
Yeah,
we're talking about what was that about? You were talking about the chip roll. Is that the fun word that's going around with the kids today?
It wasn't an Insta story, man. It was a post. No, it was just some dude that made the video because a while ago somebody started a challenge called For the Dick or For the Pussy. So a girl started a For the Dick challenge and a guy started For the Pussy challenge, where they basically just rap saying what they would do for pussy or dick.
Talk. I'm just gonna get my phone.
I wrote the thing down on my phone and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this thing and make my video for the pussy. And then I was like, wait a minute, this is a bit too vulgar. No one is gonna show this to people and go, wow, look what he said. So I waited. I didn't know what I waited for, but I just kept waiting. And then eventually I was scrolling through Facebook the one day and one of my friends had shared a video of a guy rapping for the chip roll. Then I was like, this is my shit.
I think most of the stuff on Instagram is copies of something that does something. Let me just take the piss.
I'm going to make one. So I made one, and mine was the one that was probably shared the most, apart from the guy that made the original one.
And the shoe that you threw? Because I want people to go to Instagram and follow you.
Oh, that's my sandal. That's Eric J.G. Johnson on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow. You can check the video. It's my second last post because I don't post that often. I'm not that much of a whore for likes. But the thing is, I threw a sandal. I was sitting wearing sandals. And I got upset. It was the last recording I did. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to throw something now. That wasn't even part of my original cipher.
How many did you do?
I did like 9 of them.
Yeah.
And Eric, who's the other voice we're hearing on this?
Stop doing the thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, today in studio with us, we have one of the best newcomer of the year nominees himself, the main man. Also was on other TV shows like Espresso and the other shows where the people.
So you're saying very much like
and
you.
Stuff. He's like me, but better and amazing. And all the way from Limpopo through Cape Town, it's Tsitsi Chumia.
Tsitsi Chumia.
Tsitsi Chumia, yes.
Can you spell it? Because a lot of we got fans.
Oh.
Guy called Cornelius.
Yeah, what's
girl
up?
Called Michelle. Cornelius, guy called Woody.
Michelle.
Brandon's obviously not a fan of the show anymore.
Brandon is.
Oh, cool.
He messaged me.
Yeah.
BT Dubs, he messaged me.
It sounds like a stock fail.
No, we did. We had like a team, man. We had a gang. We had a crew.
We had a squad.
I
was just going to say.
The C unit.
They just know squad.
Okay, no, this is one of those Instagram stories that someone sent me.
What is that? What is that? What happened?
I need to remind you not to give up on your dreams.
Hello, it's me.
No, but like, you can't. And then she stops for about a minute.
I just wanted to say
for about a minute.
Yeah, she's like,
that's how you know Jake doesn't use Instagram
it's me.
That much.
Just wanted to remind you not to give up on your dreams.
Then they have like the Windows music tune.
Like even if you want to, just like don't.
What's that? What's at the end?
Hey guys.
And she just goes.
And she hasn't blink, eh?
No, she doesn't. Her eye twitches.
But this thing's gone around the world. It's got a zillion.
Twitches.
Her eye twitches just,
if you
from
look
the
nice,
from
yeah,
the
eye twitches because.
Like even if you want to, just like don't.
It's almost like a word was meant to come out of her mouth and then didn't.
That voice sounds like someone who gave up on their dreams a long time ago.
Did you see her face? She's like,
I used to want to be a model.
And it's TT.
Yes.
All right. So we need to get you
questioned and stuff.
Not questions.
So
we don't like questions.
What's been happening, TT? What have you been up to in recent times?
We've been doing the two-man show with Emilio.
That is correct.
Yes. And kind of just marketing and trying to book more shows in different cities.
Yep.
So yeah, with the
but when you say Limpopo, like give me an area, give me a name of a town.
Okay, do that first.
Okay.
Where are you from?
In Lebowahome. Have you been?
Lebowahome.
Yes.
That's the first time.
I once caught the bus by mistake to Lebowahome.
Never come back.
I still said, does this bus stop at Lebowahome? The guy said, no, it doesn't. And he just let me over.
You can only catch it at Hogwarts
like,
or something.
Thank God it was a redundant.
Is that not where Somizi is from?
No, Somizi is not from there.
Where is he from?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to be like, no, he's from.
I almost said where he's from, but I didn't know. I was not from.
But now, you know what I love is like in this country now, people talk about vernac comedy. So when I love to know where guys from Limpopo, you grew up watching in certain cultures. You are a millennial as well, so you've got data on your phone.
Yes.
You've got access to comedy from not just from SABC 1, 2, and 3 like we had,
yeah,
or the videos that came from overseas during apartheid years. So where's your comedy influences?
Well, it's weird because all my influences is 50 Cent. Which is
not non-comedy.
This guy loves 50
Cent. I love
Is that why you were upset with the rap before us?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like,
you
saw
jolled with 50 Cent.
Yeah, I saw that. And the next week I took a picture of them at the Goliath. So I posted on my
50
Instagram.
50 Cent or Loiso?
Well,
Loiso.
The one that's more like what's this?
More likely,
yeah, more likely to be
more local
in South Africa.
More reachable.
At a comedy club.
Yeah. So yeah, like I don't have any favorite comics or I have like favorite moments in different careers.
But that in itself is interesting because your path isn't. So you've got a 50 Cent as a
role
inspiration,
yes,
role model.
Yeah.
But also that you dig the music and you like
yes.
it's hip hop rap.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a rock riffs in there sometimes.
Yeah.
And yet comedy is the chosen field.
Yeah.
Some of his raps are funny though.
Yeah, he is funny.
Lines.
He has a show called 50 Central. That's like Dave Chappelle's
Cliff Central.
Show. Yeah, that's like
yeah, exactly.
The thing is, his makes sense because it's 50 Cent, and he just adds the roll.
Yeah, he just adds the Central. This is Cliff Central. He's here.
Comedy Central, 50 Central, Cliff Central.
Comedy Central lost the plot.
So you listen? Do you watch that? Is that a podcast or is it a show?
It's like a skit show, like Chappelle's show.
Okay,
basically.
Like
so it's YouTube or Netflix based kind of vibes.
It's on BET, but
I BET
watch
never
on,
heard
on,
of it. What
on,
is BET?
BET. Okay, yeah, no, I know he's taking the puss.
Black Entertainment Television.
That's when Dave takes the puss. When he asks really obvious questions,
Urban Entertainment Television.
Urban.
They just say BET.
It's weird.
Like,
when advertising agencies don't want to say, we're going to market this thing to blacks, eh? Blacks will love this shit. They always say, you know, and we're going to be into the urban areas.
Yeah.
There's always another
taxis.
Word. There's always
like,
another
Lebowahome is an urban area.
Yeah,
like,
so it needs...
Suburban,
needs
city, rural.
It needs urbanization.
Yeah, this is being rural.
Yeah.
Sheep are going to buy this and goats.
Cows love
this.
Besides the 50 Cent, so where's your first comedy... thing you got, I want to do this.
Yes.
I can't, it's in me.
That's what he's doing now.
The first comedy that I ever watched was probably my uncle, like making fun of like
drunk.
Yeah. Okay. Drunk, making fun
everybody.
Of other people. And like I used to like how everyone would give him attention even though they knew like because he was funny.
Even though he's highly offensive, drunk, sexist, racist, all those things.
The thing is, he's
getting attention.
Mine wasn't racist. Your uncle and my uncle don't know each other.
My uncle was talking about your uncle.
My uncle was in the army, probably shooting at your uncle.
That's what I'm saying. My uncle knows.
I
want to
apologize for that right now for my family.
That's
my partake tax.
Everyone has a
my
drunk uncle.
My uncle probably worked for your uncle.
Yeah, everyone has that drunk uncle.
It was exactly your uncle the same as that.
At my family.
My uncle could hold the floor though. He could with the jokes.
Wow.
Yeah. Just the jokes.
You see, the thing is, everyone has a drunk uncle, but no one has the courage to admit if their father is the drunk uncle.
Yeah.
Everyone is like,
okay, so there he is. He's there and he's getting attention.
Wow. Jeez. This is going into a weird place. I know. So your uncle was telling jokes and then.
Yeah, and everyone would give him attention. And I guess like that's where we kind of wanted to.
You want the same attention.
Yeah,
you want to feel
attention.
That.
And then when I moved to Johannesburg, I met Emilio, and we watched a lot.
Who's
of
Emilio?
Emilio Tobias is another comic.
But there's a Cape Town Emilio as well.
No, that's
Joe Emilio.
Joe Emilio. I agree.
wrong Emilio, Brad.
Just,
wrong Emilio.
You know what I hate about some of the comedians is the poster design. I cannot stand. I don't care how bad or good your comedy is. The what you're putting out there is going. Here's something we did in Word.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is
I've seen the worst posters.
Yes, here's a screen grab of my phone, and we're gonna make it into an A3 poster, and it'll pixelate.
Oh man,
that's gag fun.
I can't do it.
Yeah,
that's what we did in Word.
In Word, who still uses Word for anything, man? Like
Joe Emilio.
Yeah. If your CV is in Word, you're not getting a job.
Other people have been so photoshopping CVs.
When last have you had a CV made?
Wait, 2 years ago?
I'm not being weird or anything, but half that other stuff is LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, as you get older, the cool things are Facebook and these things, but all the businesses only use LinkedIn because it's trusted and it's monitored and it's edited. So just keep up with it. Just keep putting the shows in there, also for your own memory, because you really forget. Did I do a thing? I don't remember. But then you did. You were in Peter Maritzburg. You should keep
should
a record of
thing.
It. Just get a profile.
I'm going to make my LinkedIn profile when I get home. Because I keep getting emails saying people have invited me.
But also go to the tutorial on YouTube and watch why you want LinkedIn. Because there's different types. So the one that I watched, this woman says, stop going to LinkedIn and thinking that it's a profile kind of like what you would know, which is Tinder.
Yeah.
And those kinds of things. It's got to be written in a certain way.
So I can't swipe right.
I got gigs from it.
I can't swipe right.
What? You can't swipe right. Yeah.
Yes. As long as I can swipe right.
Actually, like, I think that's important because I was writing a press release for Durban.
There you go.
And they were like, they're asking like how many people you've opened for and all that stuff. And I couldn't remember.
That's it.
And then I was like, okay. Then.
Do you drink?
Me? No, yes.
No. How old are you now? You seem like 17.
Really? I seem younger than him.
Yeah. I'm old, bro.
Yes,
people have established that I'm
like a disability.
you know what?
What? The fact that I look older than you look younger.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
And how do you spell your name? T?
T-S-I.
T-S-I. Because we were talking before. He comes in and goes, I saw my first dead white guy.
Yeah.
So the girl is in the show. There's another show after us called The Good News or something. What's it called?
Which one?
Good Vibes, Good News. There's a show with Brett. And Kerry.
Oh, yeah.
The good.
I think it's the good news.
It's actually like a show because they find good news.
Yeah.
And it's so weird how those stories don't get out. And there are incredible stories about technology and kids and stuff and everything. So she's sitting there, she's going through her prep. And he goes, I saw my first dead white guy today. And then she stops and she's looking at him. So in her mind, she's going, in other words, you've seen a lot of dead black people.
Yeah.
But your first white guy, you never forget. You never forget.
So now she's...
Once you go white, you never go back.
Man,
what happened? Tell us.
It was traumatic. I was driving and I was driving my girlfriend to work and
she's got a real job.
Yeah, she's got a real job.
And a CV.
Exactly.
I still haven't met your girlfriend, by the way. But
she's imaginary, same as mine.
Yeah.
Carry on with the stories.
Man, she exists.
I was lost on the way to the podcast.
It's not there. My girlfriend, who exists, was in the car.
On her way to her real job.
We're trying to not make this funny, please. This is like the guy last week, we had a show, and he said, guys, can we just be serious for 20 seconds?
Yeah.
And we said 20 seconds is the maximum we're allowed to be serious.
We're not allowed
to
be serious for longer than 20
seconds. Welcome to serious time.
Okay, cool. 20 seconds.
Now go.
So... we're driving down Rosettenville.
Yeah.
And then I saw like a pileup of cars and stuff. And then I saw a bike. And then I was like, damn, this is an accident. And then I looked and saw the police. And then I was going to turn. So I'm like, I'm going to make my turn anyway. Excuse me. I'm going to make my turn anyway. And then as we turn, I see like on the floor, there's like a body. I saw a shoe first. And then I saw a body.
Mm.
I was like, damn. And then I looked close enough to like see if this guy is breathing. And yeah,
nothing.
And then like the police didn't even touch him because
there was no space blanket.
He was gone. Yeah, it just happened. The ambulance was on its way. Was like behind us, and
our friend had a bike accident, and he broke his leg, and he had to fix it, and he's had to have bone surgery where they stretched in between the bone, and they put a little catalyst in there which grows the bone to the bone, because his leg was about 8.8 microns shorter than it, and it makes a problem because he's walking circles. But it is a problem. Wow, and he bought another bike, and he's back on the bike. And I'm like, there's something about bikers. They know the danger.
Yeah.
I saw an accident happen just on this highway here. A guy merged lanes, and a bike hit the side. And the bike was down, and the guy was down. The guy in the car literally just merged lanes, which is you're allowed to do in a car. Indicator on, and you change lanes. And the bike came down the middle. So it's like, I understand it's a cool transport. It's I love bikes.
I've got
pictures of bike on my Instagram.
Yeah, that's good.
But I follow bikes. I had a bike.
Love
I had a bike, and I think once in Cape Town I came around Hospital Bend, and I had these rims put on that were solid metal tires. What do you call them? Rims.
Yeah.
And the wind became a sail, because that wind hit that thing as you come up Cape Town Bend like that, and I changed three lanes. Like that. I'm like, okay, this is not how it's meant to be. It's meant to be a lovely wind through the hair kind of feeling.
Yeah.
And that next week it got stolen. I was like, I'm not getting another one.
Yeah. This is the world telling me get rid of the bike.
And then someone said, you know what, you're smart, because he had a bike accident, and he said, as a stand-up comedian, the only thing you need to do is to be able to stand up. Get rid of the bike.
Oh yeah.
Isuru was in a bike accident.
Yeah.
Well, recently. Robbie Collins, Martin Evans.
No. But Isuru's on a serious, because he was wiped out in the middle lane because he was traveling. He was traveling home from a gig. And the dude on the opposite side was apparently like suicidal, and he was looking for a way to end his life.
Oh man!
And then he wiped his suit.
Don't use me as your apprentice.
Yeah,
man.
And then he wiped his suit.
I don't want to get into a fight with a guy, and then I start winning the fight, and then I'm thinking, hang on a minute, he's enjoying this too much, and then she's like, he wants to die. No.
This guy's got to jump
off the building. I'm not getting involved.
No, nigga,
then they have me up for murder. I'm like, no, don't have me up for murder. He wants to commit suicide.
This is a system.
But this is something that I thought we'd have as a theme today.
What is it?
I was standing in the queue. Ooh, someone phoning me.
It's phone call. Yay!
Should we tell them?
We can tell them.
Yeah, you can talk on the... Hello?
Hello, Dave.
Hi, yeah?
It's Peter from Indaba Global. I spoke to you yesterday.
Yes, indeed. I'll just warn you, on a live radio show now. I have emailed Mo, and he's going to get hold of you today. Okay.
Please, I just want to know if you...
Yes, I am interested and available, so put me down. And then Mo's going to get hold of you straight after this at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Thanks, Petru.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Getting gigs. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
That's how you get gigs. Is that a corporate?
Getting gigs. You know, we'll be driving in the car, and a guy phoned me for a golf day.
Yeah.
And then that's a separate thing. I answer all my calls on voice like that so they can hear. And we're driving down with Angel and Yassine.
Yeah.
And Gilly.
Yeah.
And the other one. There was lots of us
Claudine.
In the car.
Claudine, yeah.
Angel, Yassine, myself, and Gilly. That's a lot of people in a car. But about three calls came through for golf days. So I put them on voice. And then Gilly says, yo, you've organized those people to phone you, hey? I'm like, there's no chance.
No way.
This gig.
This is my money,
then I saw one of the guys. I was at a golf day playing, and I saw one of the guys doing the golf day. I said, what's going on
what
here?
What is this treachery?
What's all this?
What is this cheating? Eh? Why didn't they phone me?
You know how they used to mock me about golf days? And, oh, you're doing golf day, Dave. I'm like, yeah, paying my bond.
Yes.
Anyway, but what I want to talk about, I was in the queue. And a lady in front of me went like this. In the queue.
That is gorgeous.
And it made me think, not only the grossness of it, because I've been on a plane, and it is a Chinese thing. I think two or three Chinese people next to me were giving
it
whore.
Okay, then I'm going to add,
Okay. Tell me your one.
Okay,
I mean, it was loud.
Four years ago. What are we now? 2017, 2013.
She even kept the exact date.
4 years ago, I went to China. So... we're standing, we're waiting at the boarding gate, and millions of Chinese people are just standing here. Okay, not millions, I'm exaggerating, but there's a lot of them. Right, so some of them are standing and stretching, some of them are just sitting down, some of them are reading. But there's this one guy, he's just like leaning against the window, looking out the window.
Is he suicide?
And out of nowhere, he just makes that same noise.
But and also, it doesn't give you like a countdown.
Yeah, but loud. So I'm like, whoa.
And he carries on looking out the window.
And here's the thing, everyone looks at him because everyone's like, dude, that's disgusting. Yeah. You can't be doing that out loud. Cool. Anyway, jump in the plane. 16 hours later, we get to China, walking through the hotel building. I'm not even joking. I think six people did it at the same time, like it was normal. No one even batted an eyelid. Dog, clearing your throat in China. You're just walking on the street, all you hear is...
Yeah. Every single person. It seems, and it's a culture. It's a cultural thing as well. Loud sneezing thing. Emilio, your friend.
My friend, he does it a lot. And like, you know, sometimes we'd like go out.
So he forgets that he's in public.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think he doesn't like care sometimes, because like sometimes I remember we used to go out and then we'd like sleep in the same like bedroom and stuff.
Yeah.
Not in that way.
Yeah.
But it's fine. You're not turned on by him because he does that thing.
No duvet. I mean, no.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Like, excuse me.
Same mattress.
It's definitely the worst way to try get like some in the morning. Baby, I just want you to hear my sound.
Yeah.
Oh, hear my sounds.
So he just does the thing. He just clears his throat.
Things, yeah. A couple of things are interesting, because those, when you don't know someone, they have got sounds in the morning sounds. Obviously, farts are there, but there are other morning sounds. I remember my ex, after she brushed her teeth, she would get all the toothpaste out of her mouth and do like a and then that was quite a surprise, because you're like, well, there's a new sound.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty beautiful girl, and you're like, that sound does not suit your face.
Yeah. Look, you're not looking at her face when she's doing it. So you're like, maybe somebody broke
it. But then the guy behind it, does he? So he does that sound.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you call him out?
Well, yeah, we call him out. And then like he just says, no, it's my sound.
It's my sound.
It's my body. I need to do this.
My body. Yes, don't touch my body. This is my body. Don't touch my body.
Because I suffer from sinuses. And like, sometimes I like...
This is hectic. This time of year, the spring come.
Yeah,
it's been
because
Charlie's the worst. Kid, the flowers are having sex.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you're snuffing flower sperm, flower yes. Jizz.
I told that to someone and they didn't believe me.
The flora and the fauna, and you're basically snorting jizz.
Yeah, they're saying that what's happening is the pollen is basically sperm cells.
It's on a higher level.
Yeah.
And
it's the male plants.
Hay fever is really just an STD.
Yeah.
It's a male plant and they're all just up your nostrils trying to...
Imagine a tree got hay fever.
They do. It's called autumn.
That's autumn. Yeah.
Oh, so now, so this guy in front of her, there was another guy, and he was sniffing. And I just thought how the body's ability. We'll make this the theme of the show. We'll talk about, because you go to gym.
Yeah.
You've got a tattoo, so we can talk about tattoos.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got hay fever. I've got terrible hay fever, and I've handed it over to my kid.
Yeah.
A cat. If I see a picture of a cat, I start getting like itchy in the tips of my eyes.
Oh, man. You said cat, and you're crying
now. A picture of a cat. Like people, and the worst thing is on Instagram, if you show me a picture of a cat, I'm unfollowing you.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
Pussy, I can't put that on Instagram.
I mean,
I used to have a cat, but then it ran away.
They always come back, though.
The thing is, you don't own a cat. A cat owns you.
Did you really? But you had a cat even with your allergies.
Yeah. But like everyone in Limpopo suffers from some kind of sinuses, because it's so dusty and dry.
Yeah. I was
all
just,
the time. So,
so like, brilliant. It's so brilliant. Like, I feel like I know black people now. We suffer from the same thing.
I am definitely not a representative. Of any sorts of
a demographic.
I
feel so good now. Like, if I had allergics, you know, someone, when you go to jail, someone says, do you want a cigarette? And you bond over like a Dunhill or a brand. I also smoke Peter Stuyvesant. I also smoke Gunston.
When I was outside, he smoked
the now you have a cigarette together. Like, when I'm in Limpopo, I'm going to have allergics. Those little yellow. And I'm going to pop out of allergics. And someone says, allergics. I'm like, yeah, man, let's bond over allergics. Let's not sniff. But then,
let's not sniff.
Next thing we know,
like
his
name. Next allergics.
Thing, yeah. Next thing we know, his name is Dave Leabohomo. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Damn, the gigs I would get.
Imagine
arriving and you'd be like, we thought you were black. Yeah. Shut up. Hey.
You can tell black jokes.
So I'm doing white accent. Hi, how girls, y'all listen. It's great to be here. Why do you ex all do the same white guy when you do? Do you a white guy?
Nah, I don't.
You
don't
dirt,
know.
Dirt. Come on.
My white guy.
Yeah. What's his name? Tyron.
Byron.
It's always those names.
Byron.
Mark, we're off the Byron. Track here now. Yeah. Back to the human body.
Actually, yeah.
Do you admire your? Because what I'm looking at you now, and I want you to know this from as a comedian's perspective. You're friendly. You've got a good face. You've got some funny stuff as well happening. Don't go to bodybuilding and become Serengeti.
Okay. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
I used to live in Cape Town and Serengeti was there all the time. Like,
is he your mentor?
No.
Answer carefully.
Answer carefully.
We're joking, yeah.
Nah, man. Like, he's a cool dude, but it's just...
I've heard is that he's a very, very nice dude, after, but I can't deal... I sometimes get so offended and I have to walk out because I'm hosting.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's... I've never really spoken to him. It's just like
I'm just saying. You're a handsome young man.
In passing, you greet him and then you chill.
Yeah, it's like just brief it's always yeah. And, like the one time he came up to me, he's like, "Yo, you're the game guy. Like you make video games." And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, Angel has told me about you." And I was like, "Oh, cool." And then, I wanted to talk to him. Then he just stopped talking.
It won't work if it's not about him.
That's basically what
I've heard, but I've never really experienced. So
Are you the game guy? When you say game guy, do you work in coding?
I make video games.
That's amazing. You see, you talk about Limpopo and your friend Emilio. You don't tell nothing about your gaming.
That's what I was getting to. Yeah, this guy's a genius.
And what about Comics Choice? Why did you enter that? Did you heard about it, or had you seen? Well, this is the path to go.
Well, I wanted to enter the first time, but I wasn't eligible. So I worked hard.
What does it have to be? You have to be a year.
Yeah, you have to be paid, and I wasn't paid.
No. The thing is, you don't have to be anything. You can still be an open spot and enter, but it's not advisable.
What he said as well. What did you say last year? You got good advice. Stay. George.
Yeah. No, the thing was, who did I speak to? I think I spoke to you.
Yeah.
Robbie or somebody. And I asked them, what should I do at the newcomer showcase? They're like, have you ended? I'm like, no, not yet. They're like, no, wait, give it a year.
Okay.
Just wait. Don't, there's no rush.
I think I entered at the perfect time.
Because
the thing is,
if you give it 2 years, because the category is if you've been doing comedy for less than 3 years, if you give it 2 years,
then you have another year.
You have another year after that.
So you have 4 years of being
and also look, go, in the category. Go back, go to the website and go look at the guys who have won.
Yes.
And kind of model whatever it is that you want to do. So have a look at the thing. See how they travel. So someone like Skumba went through the channels, intermediate, newcomer.
Well, it's only been running for
solo,
6 years.
So these things, have a look at it.
The six guys that are currently the newcomers of the past 6 years, Skalk Basay Notlo, Yusuma Dinga, Yasin Barnes, Dylan Oliphant, Ebenezer and Tabiso.
Yeah.
Those are the six guys.
Yeah. It's interesting because like when I started like, well, Ebenezer was like new.
Yeah.
And then I started, and then I moved to Cape Town. And moving to Cape Town was kind of like the biggest thing that the good thing that I did, because I was like very few black people there that do English comedy.
Right.
And
from there you just worked.
Yeah, I just worked and like rocking the stages and
that's
just
a
rocking
good thing,
the stage.
Man.
Have you done Cape Town Comedy Club?
Yeah.
Okay, and you enjoy it? Hard club?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's just I was a bit like weirded out by the criteria for who goes up and who doesn't. Because I got in a fight with Dez, right?
Everyone has.
I got in a weird altercation with
Dez. Dez shouted at me because she was on a video chat during my set when I was in Cape Town. I was supposed to do 5, I did 10. Yo, lashed out at me completely. I was like, they were laughing one day.
We got an altercation because of a competition where they said, well, when the competition, they said the competition was crowd based,
right?
And if it was crowd based, I won, right?
Yeah,
like hands down. Even the crowd members are like, how did this competition get judged?
Yeah,
and then turn of event, someone else won. And then
was that Savannah thing?
Yeah.
Who was in your round?
I was upset. So when I went upstairs, I was upset. But everyone came up to me to say sorry. Oh,
so you just wanted to chill. You didn't really want to throw your toys or anything.
Let go of the thing.
So I'm upset. And then everyone comes to me to like say, yo, sorry, man, about the whole. Like had it. But they don't go to the person who won to say, yo, congratulations. So I'm like, yo, this doesn't make sense. So I leave, right? And I'm upset. And then Des phones me. She says, "Yo, you don't have the emotional matureness to handle this stuff. That's why we're not gonna bump you. Because they were gonna bump you up to support. They're like, that's why we're not gonna bump you up to support. You need to stay." Oh my god!
They're trying to save money. Who was
in your round? Who was in your round?
Can't get worried about that.
Do you remember who was in your round?
Well, it was a final. The worst thing is that I got judged by Mumsy. And like, I have never spoken about this thing until today. Like, he tells me that I sound like every other black guy. I'm like, woo!
Okay!
All right! Like, don't you say this.
No one told me life was gonna be this way.
Sorry, we play this when someone speaks about another comedian. We're friends, but I will slap his ass if I'm it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the only problem I have. Yeah.
That's wild, man. That's super wild. No, I had the falling out with her because I wasn't on the bill. So I called them when I landed the Sunday morning and I was like, yo. No, I called them the Wednesday before I left.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, is it cool if I come through and do an open spot? And they're like, yeah, sure, blah, blah, blah. So I get there. And obviously the rules here and the rules there are different.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you come to the club, they'll give you 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They'll say it's a 5-minute spot, but they'll give you 10 minutes because they know you're good at what you do.
Yeah.
So I get there and I'm like, yo, guys, what's the rules? How long do I have? They're like, no, 5 to 7 minutes. At 5 minutes, we're going to flash you. And then you have to be off at 7. I'm like, I might be doing 8. I'm sorry if I do 8. Like, just to test the waters. And the guy's like, nah, bro, you have to do 7. Yeah. I was like, fuck you. I'm doing
Martin
10.
Davis
fuck
does. Martin Davis a half an hour opener.
Oh, yeah. But they're good people, though.
Yeah, like, no.
Dez
they were
is
nice.
Good people.
No, they were good. They were
listen,
good.
Dez has got her concern is the fact that, think about how many comedians you deal with.
Yeah.
And how full of shit some of them are.
Yeah.
She's dealing with that 24/7. And every single one of them thinks they're the best things in sliced bread.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't perform at the club at their club at all.
You it hosted one night. That
I hosted. Were you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Was I sober?
Yeah. Do I remember?
It was an interesting night.
Did I get angry with the people?
No.
Okay.
You didn't. Okay. They one of them might have. Someone might have heckled you. Actually, yes. Someone heckled you, and it was the worst heckle I've ever heard in my life. Because someone was like.
Someone, when's the comedian getting here?
No. And then you said something even funnier. Everyone was like, but I remember the moment. I just don't remember what happened like specifically.
Yeah. I watched Judah Friedlander's special on Netflix last night. Man's a genius. One-liner.
Judah.
Yeah.
Sounds
but,
Jewish.
Oh, man, he's fun. I don't look. I think he is Jewish.
Was that a guess?
He's just a funny guy.
But now, you know what? That's interesting. Beard, it's like watching hair. A young guy deal with a heckler. Either they fold or they're just trying to get through their set, trying to think.
Yeah.
And then I've seen it. Also, another young comic came. She said, "I'll never forget the time you dealt with a heckler." I said, "I don't mean to deal with hecklers in a.
It just happens.
Wait, it's just over the years you go. I've got some comedy, but just hold on a second while I just." What did you say?
That's like when you're having a conversation and somebody bugs and you're like, gents, just give me a sec.
Yeah.
What is it? Yeah. And then I'll go, okay, maybe there's 5 minutes there, especially if you're hosting. But if you're doing a set, it's so shitty having a heckler.
Yeah.
I had a heckler on Friday at Parker's. So I'm doing my set, I'm doing the joke, and I'm talking about the jobs that I've had in my life. And this guy is sitting in the front next to his friend wearing red pants. He's like, this guy sells weed.
Oh, he's
selling to his friend.
He's a white guy sitting next to a black guy saying, this guy sells weed.
Okay.
So I'm like, my guy, that's not going to help me at all with the rest of my set.
Yeah.
Everybody laughs. I'm like, and you're doing nothing for the stereotype.
Yeah.
Like, sell something else. Carry on. And then I do another joke, and then he jumps in again. But now the guy with the red pants jumps in. So now I just started incorporating him into all my jokes.
Do you mind if I just put you in?
Yeah, so I just put him in.
That's something you only do after a while. And it's something, like young comics, do your set, stick with your set.
Yeah.
And then as you do, when you're at Poppies and when you're at Kitchener, there's nothing to lose. My heckling style started at the Armchair Theatre.
That's nice.
Where you really could release
Armchair was
shit
like,
jokes.
But Armchair has like 6 people.
That's fine.
There were 6 people on
nah,
the
high. Armchair is getting pretty full.
Ah, no, yeah. But well, the Sunday I was...
How's Gino?
Gino is cool.
The Sunday I was there.
Listen, speaking about the human body, I'm going to call someone now, so we just have to do this.
This is the crazy part of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
It's not the crazy part, but we did a thing. I did a thing for a thing, which was to hand out jerseys for the cows, which is Chuck, which is have you heard of the cows?
Yeah, I've heard of the thing. So what I was going to say was, sorry.
You know a homu is a cow.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, now the cows, we're going to find out more. This is the 94.7 cycle race.
Dave Hart.
Richard, how are you?
Can you see?
I just need to tell people that your voice is like this all the time.
you mimicked it too well, dude.
Did I do it well? It's just like it's like a mixture of Helen Zilla and Tony Factor. Fuck. All right. So, I just want to introduce you to the guys who got here. It's Eric Janssen's here. Say hi to Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, how's it going, boss?
Good, Eric, man, and then Titsi's here.
Hola, Richard.
Hola, Richard. He's from Hawaii. All right. Richard, tell us a bit about you. And then I wanted to tell people about Chuck, and they kind of looked at me like I was mad. I said, these cows are going to ride bicycles. And then they looked at me and said, yeah, sure, Dave. And I said, well, fuck you. I'm going to phone Richard. So tell us what you guys are doing. It's Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, Sunday.
Okay, what's happening? Where are you now?
I'm in Cape Town at the Two Oceans conference.
Oh, I see. The marathon.
Yeah.
That's so you're pretty much a physical dude. That's what you do.
Yeah, look, that's what our business is. So we're very fortunate. We're the media partners to all the big races, plus time comrades. We time a lot of the big races as well. So
okay. That's why you looked so fit on the other night. So the other night I met you, we handed out some jerseys to some of the cows. How many cows are going to be riding in the 94.7?
It's just under 300 this.
Jeepers, that's brilliant. And Tsitsi's looking at me like mad. He has no idea what a cow is. Can you just give him the short version?
Okay, so the short version is we first got Apocalypse cows, so they wear a different outfit. This year we've got a Star Wars theme, so the suits get revealed on Thursday evening. What they do is they race the first lap in about 2 hours 50.
Jeepers. And I'm just going to explain to the guys, I've done this thing in 6.5 hours.
Oh, there we go.
For 2 hours, it's fucking fast. Dressed in a Darth Vader suit.
Yeah, around about 2:50, and then they join the guys on the second lap to try and bring the ice cream bikes home. 7 ice cream bikes. So basically, what that is, old school ice cream bike, single speed, or back brakes, weighs about 70 kilos.
Now, Titi's uncle used to actually ride a real ice cream bike in the Limpopo.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you know actually Lebohomu means horizon cow?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So coincidental.
So what, a cow on the horizon?
Yeah.
We always taught never stand on the horizon because you make an easier target. Always go below the... Anyway, that's just army speak.
Yeah,
Richard Lasky, so what are the raising the funds and raising the awareness, what's that all about for Chalk?
Okay, so basically what the cow is a oncology center. So all we do is raise money for kids with cancer. And it involves different projects. So we involve with projects around the country for Chalk. We look at what the projects are the following year, and we align ourselves and our funds towards those projects. So it's a completely different team of funds anyway for Chalk and the projects that we choose.
Are you in the Two Oceans Aquarium at the moment?
Is it making a noise?
It's just cutting out. I'm going to tell people more about the Chalk House itself. That isn't, it's exactly what it says. It's a house. There's a couple of rooms in there, and a lot of the kids are staying there. And it is, when you go there, you do feel very sad, but yet you're doing things. You're making things happen, making the lives of these children more comfortable, and actually doing stuff and raising awareness.
I mean, exactly what it is. At the end of the day, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but it's probably not.
you can if you want to.
It's a really shitty disease.
Exactly.
And for kids to be going through that sort of stuff is such a miserable thing. So literally what we do is just try and alleviate some of that stuff by, you know, doing the project where, you know, we, as an example, when we redid the two wards at Baraguanas.
Yes.
I mean, it was a really, really miserable place. And we made beautiful murals on all the kids' rooms. And we put flat screen TVs in and Xboxes and that sort of stuff. You know, so most of them can't really go outside because they're so susceptible. Yeah, and they're susceptible to conditions. So, we just try to make their lives look really, really better. As crappy as it is, just try and put a bit of a smile on their faces.
Well, that's the kind of vibe that I got as well. Handing out the jerseys, quite emotional because it's not only you that's riding, but everyone there has a reason for riding. So a lot of people had friends that had died, friends that are dealing with the disease, friends that are working through things. And it's actually cool that the 300 people that are there are linked because of this, because of cancer.
Yeah, I think, Dave, you know, the thing is it's such a prevalent disease. And it never used to be as prevalent as it is now. I mean, 15, 20 years ago, you might have known someone who knew someone. But now there's hardly a single family that hasn't had someone go through it. I mean, I lost my wife 7 years ago to it. So, we started the cows before she was even diagnosed.
Exactly.
So myself and my three girls are very involved in it. But it also teaches the girls, humility, and it teaches them to be grateful for what they have.
Exactly. And I noticed as well, there is a bit of a family vibe there. You all knew each other. It was incredible. You guys, you at the Chalk House here in Essex, in, where is it, Essexwald? Saxwald?
Excellent.
Next to the Shabin. And what I also noticed is that you appreciate the fact that I'm a comedian and I was there, and you said, you know what, you can't just be always sitting there going, hey, these people are friends of ours, whatever. They actually have to have fun and find the humor and find the fun in it. And I think that's what you guys do. Dressing up as cows, it just looks fun, and it looks like the kids were enjoying it, and as sad as it is, but it looks like you are sort of hunting for that fun element.
Dave, I think that's the whole thing. You know, if you're out there trying to make a small difference in the lives of these kids that are going through this bad time, you need to have a lot of fun. And we're not exactly the most serious people around.
I did notice that, yeah.
Our own businesses or our own jobs and that sort of stuff. So it is a lot of time that it takes up. So if you're not going to be enjoying it, you're not going to put as much effort into it.
Exactly. And you're a sportsman, though. So you're doing the double? Are you doing twice?
No, I ride the ice cream bike. I've done every single 9-4 since they started. So I think it's the 21st or 22nd one. But I ride in a woolen cow suit, and it'll be my 14th year.
How do you stay hydrated and all that kind of stuff? Is it a
Yeah. No, we have beer stops, we have tequila stops.
I think you summed it up nicely when you said that. You said, like, doesn't matter how uncomfortable you might feel for 3 or 4 or 5 hours on a bike, it is never the same as having going through chemo. So that's what keeps you going.
That's exactly what it is. And that's all you got to remember. You know, whenever you're having a bit of a dodgy time, just suck it up, princess, and keep it going.
Okay, so listen, podcast is on at 9 a.m. on a Friday morning, every Friday. We want more of you guys. Come in here maybe in your cow suits, and we do a little bit of a photo shoot. But we're going to be seeing you on Sunday with the road closures, which unfortunately Joburg has to happen. But we wish you luck on Sunday.
Hey, thanks, and I really appreciate the time, and thanks for giving us.
No, and you're coming back. You're coming back. We'll get you without the phone line underground.
Yeah, sorry, but I really apologize about that.
You can bring some of the mad cows in here as well, because there were some funny guys.
I love it.
Okay, thanks, Richard.
Brilliant. Thanks, Dave.
Cheers.
Thanks for Tom.
Cheers, Richard. Bye.
Shep.
Cheers, guys.
That is the main cow dude that I met at a thing. I love the. I know, as you said, it's not comedy.
Yeah. That's so nice, though. And I learned that there's Xboxes in Paraguay Hospital.
Yeah, Xboxes.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Did you hear what he said?
Wow, I didn't
hear. He said they install Xbox consoles at Paraguay.
That's dope.
But the thing is, you know what happened? You go to the oncology unit, so you got a young kid.
I was just going to say, it must be for the...
From 5 to 12 years old, and my kid's room's got like little pictures of Captain America, whatever it is, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And yet you go there and there weren't pictures of Spider-Man, there weren't things. Because obviously the doctors are there to work and they get things done. And they're reminding them, so these are kids. There's got to be a picture of Mickey Mouse on the wall. And they said, what's it going to help? He said, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of the times we could alleviate the pain.
Yeah.
You can do painkillers and things, but make it like a kid's room.
Yeah.
So I donated my old PlayStation.
That's nice.
Because I can't play those games. I'm too old.
Oh, that's cool. So
my kid gets stuck on the turtles when Dad, what must I do? I'm like, yeah. I don't run.
I could actually, yeah.
run through the streets.
Yeah. I want to donate as well, like, because I have, like, games and stuff.
Comedians do a lot of charity stuff. It's quite weird. Like, we often get phoned. Do you get phoned for?
Charity work,
Can't say, you kind of can't say no, but often you have to because you've got a paid gig on that same sort of area. Yeah. And then the guys get offended. They go, yeah, but this is for a church. We're building for kids. And you're like...
I don't even like Jesus. What? You don't even like Jesus?
No, we're friends. We're good friends, but we don't chat as much as we used to. Whatever it is.
He doesn't pay me as much.
They make you feel guilty about it. And then you say to the guy, let me explain to you. You've got, in a month, you've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday when you're going to make your money. There's only 4 of those opportunities in the month, if you're lucky. So you've got 4 times 3. What is that? 12.
4 times 3 is 12,
You've got 12 days to make your entire salary for the month. Your charity function is on a Friday. So I've got 3 charity functions this month. So of the 12 days, I've now got 9 days to make my salary.
Yeah.
But I'll do your charity gig, and then I'll still make my money in those other 9 days.
Yeah.
Then I'll do another charity gig, so it's 8 days. So now I've got 8 days to make my salary.
29
Have you worked that out? Have you worked that out? Like, you can't do that.
You can't.
Yeah.
So you end up doing a lot of charity
gigs. No, but the
thing
is, sometimes the charity does go, look, we know this is your rate, and this is a charity gig. Can we give you this amount
of cash? I've done what I do now is I'll do an auction, and I'll take 10, which is a natural fee, 10% of the auction. So the guys go, oh, last year we raised 30. I'm like, no, I'm getting my money tonight. We're raising 180.
Yeah, we're going the full
And the
full
fact is, then it's not their money. It comes from the humans.
Yeah.
And that's fair. Humans.
I like that.
It's such an interesting observation, though, because, like, we don't think like that. Well, I don't think like that. There's, like, a lot of young comics don't think in that kind of
Give
detail.
Back. Yeah, they think we're going to do as many gigs as possible.
Like, your money. Because you think like, you're getting paid by being on stage. And I was telling Tats recently that I was like, it's the first time in my life where I'm feeling like I don't have to do all the gigs. I don't have to, like, jump on stage every single time, even if I know it's going to, like, kill my self-moral or kill my self-belief I know a gag is gonna die, but I know it's funny, but let me go do it because
the power to say no came from Joey Rustin.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I had to say no to a gig the other day. You can't Joey said, no, saying no is very, very, you're allowed to do that. Even in your day-to-day job, if you had a 9-to-5, you could still say, I can't do that now, I'm really busy, can I get back to you? And we seem to think like, no, do the gig.
Yeah.
This is weird, I've got a WhatsApp now. Hi, the old age home Tarantal is looking for 120 toothpaste, soaps for XM Summer, basically we use 3 packs of soaps, and they're having the XM lunch for them on the 19th of November to hand over. Would you like to contribute to it? So you want to give it to the Tarantal home? Everyone,
I want one toothpaste at,
there's seven
at
people who can donate 1,060 Rand.
Oh. I can give you one toothpaste canister.
No, but for 1,060 Rand, you can put it together and buy a bundle. They're having an Xmas lunch for them on the 19th of November to hand it.
So we must buy or give?
You give the money and they'll put the pack together for you.
Okay.
There's even a proper website and stuff, so it's not a ripoff.
But while
I'm talking about it, that SMS.
Yeah, that SMS came through. So that's not charity work. That's a donation. Yeah. No. See,
but yeah.
I know what you're saying. I feel the same as well, where it's like, if I don't, and my belief is, if I don't have it, because you get new material nights. Yes. If I go to a new material night, and I'm not, if I'm just watching, I don't want to jump on stage. Because sometimes I go and I don't have new stuff to contribute, or I don't have a new gag that I want to work.
Mm.
I have gags that I'm working, but I haven't worked on that specific gag.
Yeah.
So I'm
Would you ever just get up at Poppy's? Just riff with the crowd.
Did it once? No, I've never done that.
I find Poppy's weird. Like, I'll see a photograph of like last night, not Gilly, the other one.
Claudine.
Claudine and Gilly. And she said, Poppy's rocking. And I looked in the audience. There were 8 people in the audience. It's not rocking. And it's 8 comedians.
Ooh. Yeah. I wasn't there last night.
Yeah, I wasn't there last night either. I was at home.
I meant Monday night.
Yeah.
No, last night was Thursday.
Ah, shit, my bad. Today's
Friday morning.
My bad. Well,
it's so cold outside today.
Damn,
Friday.
Sorry. Yeah, who brought this cold front?
We're going to close up shop now because we've got a few minutes left. We're going to do is we've got a tattoo artist.
Sorry, wait. Let's talk about that quickly. So, Poppy's is a cool spot to do comedy at because the audience now understands that it's a new material thing and people are coming through to try out stuff. Yeah. So people do actually come through for
that's good because that's part of education.
Yes, yes. But now what I was saying was, as the comedian, I feel that if I do not have new material for said new material night, then I'm not going. And the thing is, I'm not talking new material as in I came up with this idea in the week and I want to test it. Like if I've had this gag for, let's say, a month and I've just been trying to work it, I've been changing punchlines, changing the premise. Like if I don't have that, I'm not going to jump on stage because I feel like I'm wasting people's time.
You know what's cool is that you're talking technical comedy stuff, which we never used to when we first started. I'm changing the premise. I'm changing the punchline. I'm working on the riff. I'm working on the story, finding the names.
Yeah. No, but it's like you said, Tyron and Byron. Gigs. Tyron, Byron. Yeah, it's a thing.
The weirdest thing happened to me when, after we did our first two-man show at...
What happened to the music, man?
Oh.
Boom.
You did a two-man show.
Yeah, we did a two-man show. Sold out. Yeah. How We Got the Suit sold out at the Joburg Theatre. And after that, that's when I realized, like, I don't have to not waste my time, but I don't, like, most of the gigs that I was doing were actually wasting time because you take the same 5 minutes exactly the same way, perform it 50 times, and then you don't...
The American way to do it. Literally, because there's 50 clubs, you can do that. I mean, there's 4 clubs.
Yeah.
Let's call it 4 established clubs, besides the ones that pop up. You can't... Over there, you literally can take that 5 minutes and tour just New York, North... to South, and no one will see the same material. Now you start honing that stuff. You're waiting for that TV show to see you.
Yeah.
Over here, you can't. We're forced to come up with new stuff. The guy's going, I saw you do that last week.
Yeah.
Unless you do that joke really well, and the guys go, please listen to this. This guy does this joke. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of those. And then, like, now it's just like trying to make gags either longer or like.
Add something to another gag to bring it back to the gag that you're doing. Yeah.
Callbacks.
Callbacks.
Okay, so back to the human body. We're gonna have we're not allowed to have competitions, so we're not gonna do a competition, but we do. What's our WhatsApp line?
WhatsApp line 0797482090.
Look, a WhatsApp just came up here. Hey Michelle, thanks man.
Cornelius.
Sorry, Cornelius, thanks for WhatsApping us as well.
Tweeting us.
What we'll do, we'll just tell them we pre-recorded. They better fucking WhatsApp us. Hey Woody.
I thanks love how you said that on air as well. So
we're just going to send them a message. If you don't WhatsApp us, we're stopping this damn thing.
Never
this podcast has been going for a year and a half. Have you listened to a few? You said
yes,
you listened to
Bongani
once.
I listened to a few. I listened to Bongani.
You've been on before, haven't you?
No. It's your first time. I've been here, but I was doing an interview. Yeah, I was talking about game design.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you after this, please? My kid.
Okay.
I need cheats on every game there is.
Like, there's no Google.
The problem is, you haven't got kids yet. When you've got a kid, you're his hero.
Yes.
And when he says, "Dad, how does this turtle get off this building?" And you look at this game and you think, "I will kick the turtle in its ass."
Now you're like, "Okay, can you exit and go to the tutorial? Yeah. Let me see how you got here specifically."
I go to the
cheats
thing.
I
literally type in Google.
What games does he play?
Turtle Mania 3. Okay. And it's so cool, man, because it has got the turtles talking, and they're quite funny, because when they don't know what to do, they just dance.
Yeah.
He pulls a full-on Michael Jackson move, because if you don't touch the controller, he just starts dancing.
He just chills, you're back. Let's do this thing.
I like positive games. I like anything positive. Yeah. Like,
have you played Deadpool? Obviously,
yes,
you played Deadpool.
Yes,
Deadpool
is
probably my favorite game ever.
Because he chirp.
He breaks the fourth wall.
Okay, so he talks
to you. He
tells you.
He's like, "Yo, this is my video game. Press this button now.
Stop doing this."
Yeah. But he does it in the movie as well, and I think it's a vibe of Deadpool.
He was in the best, trailers. The what's it called that when they do those fake trailers? He phoned him and said, "I want to be in the trailer." So it's the first time. That's how good that website is.
Dope. So what happens in the game is, this is like my favorite part in the game. What happens is, you level down. It's like a boss fight, and this dude just falls like out of nowhere, and he lands, and everyone just scatters. And then the camera falls. Then Deadpool walks over and he picks up the camera and is like, "Yo, player, don't drop this. It's expensive, man. We paid a lot of money for this. Come on, let's kill this guy." And then he turns around and you have to fight. Yeah. Best part in the game. It's like, so incredible.
Okay, but I'm going to speak to you more about things.
Yes, definitely.
We're closing up. We're going to do a tattoo. I've got a tattoo artist.
Okay.
And he's going to come in here. Have you got a tattoo?
No.
Is it a cultural thing? Do you
no, I try to do one.
Whoa, you tried. Please explain. Please, just for the sake of the 3 minutes.
You sound like what else about the human body.
The
human mind.
So when we were kids, we used to, like, I don't know if you did this. You take a wire and write stuff on yourself.
Yeah.
I used to have one, but I healed. So
Eric, show us your boob. Let's take a photo. Let's take a
That is
them.
Hold on, Eric. I need to take a photo for the podcast. Show us the.
You need to take a picture of the guns and shit.
The one at the back is like a Jesus one.
It's a cross. No, it's a cross. It's a cross. Like, it's Jesus without... it's the equipment without Jesus.
The equipment without Jesus.
It's just the cross. It's free.
Jesus
left. But wait, we're getting heavier. The other thing about the human body is, the guy that sniffed, and I realized, like, our bodies are capable of keeping in a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff
blood,
in there, and it keeps
mucus,
it in.
There's wax.
It's an amazing thing. The problem is, Mel Miller said, as you get older,
semen and bus,
it either dries up or leaks.
Yeah.
The stuff that was wet dries up.
Well,
the stuff that was not meant to leak leaks out.
Leaks.
And at all times in your body, you are keeping
something
keeping
in.
Your shit together.
Yeah.
And that, like, the guy in that accident would have been released. A lot of stuff would have been released.
Yeah, it would have had himself.
So I was looking at, like, the other day I sniffed, and quite a lot of snot was there, and I went, and it was gone. I'm like, where the fuck did it go?
Doesn't it go into your brain or something?
Now, here's the weird thing. I also thought that, but if you look at the anatomy thing, your nose goes up, around, and then down your throat.
It's nose, ears, nose, and throat are all connected.
Oh, so it doesn't go into your brain.
It doesn't go into your brain.
They used to tell us.
Snot does not go into your brain.
They used to tell us that as well.
Like, don't do that.
Wait.
Don't you chewing gum.
I have a question, because I'm not going to Google this. I'm going to find out from you guys. When your nose bleeds, where's the blood coming from?
Ooh, is it not the veins in your nose?
Okay, then. There we go. That answers that question.
Dude, that was the easiest question in trivia history.
But
your nose can't bleed. It's too flat.
This motherfucker.
It flows.
The veins. Yeah, my nose flows.
My nose bleeds even if I talk about it, from the sinuses. So when I did boxing, I got smacked in the nose and it was bleeding, and they stopped the fight. I'm like, "Coach, put me in." I'm okay.
Dude,
no, you're bleeding over everyone. You need to
stop
fighting.
But the body can take a lot.
The body can take strain.
Have you seen, like, someone getting beaten
up? I did see a guy being hit by a hammer. And I was very impressed with the fact that the hammer was being absorbed in certain parts of the body and not doing any damage. Obviously, it was sore. But I realized, like, wow, the skull can take a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And the hammer was being used. And eventually, they pulled the guy off. But, I mean, I was surprised. And they should use the sharp side of the hammer, not the hammer side.
Look, what was the context?
Context was Bedford View money.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes all
it's like
the sense.
It's
now.
Like when someone like street
Vimba.
Yeah, it's Vimba.
It's generally Vimba, but those yeah, two just street, happen to have a
street Amber. Justice when someone is getting
we're gonna have you back.
Yes.
I dig your vibe.
I dig your vibe.
And we're gonna put our microphones. Thank you, man. There's no need to say that.
I do that as well now. Thank you.
This is
no,
for you.
You.
We like comedians that are into this forever.
Shepard.
This isn't you're not here to make to try and get chicks or something. Nah. You're doing this.
I don't. Yeah.
Hell no.
I had a girlfriend before, so thanks.
Ah, look at this motherfucker bragging on us.
Yeah, we're putting mics off. My name's Dave Levinson. This has been the Just Now Comedy Podcast.
I'm Eric
9
Janssen.
To 10 on Cliff Central every Friday.
I'm Eric Janssen, and I guess we'll see you again just now.
Yeah. Thank you. Hell no. Cliffcentral.com.